This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley to help us start this Friday edition of Ozarks at Large, as he does most Fridays. Welcome back, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me. I love these brewery names. I think folks, though, are about five or six samples into their product before they decided on a name.
Let's talk about the Fort Smith economy, something you and I talk about often. And often we talk about, you know, there was this old episode of Seinfeld where the main character, Jerry Seinfeld, was always breaking even. He'd lose a $20 bill, then find a $20 bill and a pair of pants at the dry cleaners. Fort Smith economy lately has felt like that.
Man, I forgot about that show, and I don't think that there may not be a better analogy, that Seinfeld show, to the Fort Smith economy, especially as it applies to the manufacturing sector. Story we posted yesterday, in fact, that's an example like that. On Tuesday of this week, February 13th, Applied Process out of Livonia, Michigan, announced they'd acquired a building, could invest about $2.5 million, create around 30 jobs. It's another metals-type manufacturing industry. But on the same day, another Michigan company, Auburn Hills, Michigan, Unique Fabricating, which used to be Prescotech, announced they were going to close the Fort Smith plant. That was about 20 jobs. So literally it's like, you know, they found a $20 bill, you know, and then lost one on the same day. And so that is so emblematic, I think, of what's going on. And it kind of reminds us a little bit, you know, a few weeks ago, Silgan announced they were going to build this new $38 million plant in Fort Smith, fully up to 150. And then just a few days later, now, while these aren't manufacturing jobs with Walmart, but a few days later, you know, Walmart announced it was going to close this distribution facility in Fort Smith. Well, that's about 100 to 150 jobs. So it just, you know, it can't get the momentum going. And there's some numbers behind that. Really, the rapid decline in manufacturing employment in the Fort Smith area thankfully leveled off in 2013. It's just, it's leveled off, but it just can't get back. It can't get on a growing trend. The annual average manufacturing employment in the region was 17,500 in 2013, rose to 18,100 in 2014, but the average then fell back to 17,900 in 2015, rose slightly to 18,000 in 2016, and in 2017, it looks like the average is going to fall back to about 17,600. So, you know, those 5 years give you a sense where it just can't collect any momentum. Now, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, the Arkansas manufacturing sector and the national manufacturing sector are showing gains. They're not huge gains, but they are. It's not a flat picture like it is in Fort Smith. And this story doesn't come with any solutions. It doesn't come with any answers, Kyle. It's just, just kind of an update, really, a reflection on what's going on in the regional manufacturing community. And remember, it was one of the hottest manufacturing communities, especially on a per capita basis in Arkansas, if not in, you know, the large region of the South at one time.
All right, I want to shift to a different sector of Fort Smith, the schools. There was a really interesting culmination, or I guess a halfway point, of a process that's going on in Fort Smith earlier this month. A citizens committee was established. They discussed over a series of meetings what improvements could take place within the Fort Smith School District. Earlier this month, they voted to send this package to the Fort Smith School Board, which will then decide what to keep and send to voters. This is really interesting. I think it was more than 50 people were on the citizens committee. Do I have that number right?
Yes, I think there were 57 that were appointed. The meeting that I attended, 52 were there. And look, I got to tell you, for a skeptical, cynical old journalist, it was kind of a heartwarming moment for me. And there were these people, and I would walk around there in groups of four, and I would walk around and listen, and they were debating and sometimes arguing, and I listen to people kind of change their mind. I listen to people say, okay, well, I understand that, but can we do this and kind of reach a compromise? And they would reach a compromise. And probably about an hour and a half, this was almost a full-hour meeting, too. These people weren't, it just wasn't, and this was the fourth of four meetings. So these people weren't just giving it, these citizens just weren't, you know, giving it a lick and a promise. And the school staff was not involved. They were there to help, God help answer questions, but frankly, I got to tell you, I was really expecting them to try to dominate and lead the conversation. That was not happening. It was really up to the citizens. And they essentially came up with $120 million, almost just short of $120 million plan that would raise the millage in the Fort Smith for the Fort Smith Public School District by 6.88 mils. Right now, the district has a 36.5 millage rate. That rate has not been changed since, I think, the late 80s, early 90s. And this plan now goes to the Fort Smith School Board. No one expects it to be the school board to enact it, to approve it, without some change, without some tweaking, or maybe some major tweaking, who knows. But the other surprise, the Fort Smith School staff, Superintendent Doug Brubaker, wants the vote, the millage vote, to be a part of the May 22nd primary. That is, that's interesting. So they have a challenge. You know, they're going to have to get, they're going to have to educate the electorate. There'll be a lot of people. You know, typically in a school election, it's just for that item. So the folks who go know what they're voting on. You put this in a general or a primary election, you're going to have a lot of people there that don't have anything to do, don't care, don't know about the Fort Smith School District. And as we know, most of those people just vote no.
All right, we'll have a couple of months to discuss that. There are other things I want to discuss with you, but we don't have time today. I want to pick up some things on Monday, if you don't mind.
It sounds good to me.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about the stories we've been talking about at talkbusiness.net and many other stories as well. Michael, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, sir.